Oh yeah!
It doesn't matter.
Oh yeah!
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Woo!
Damn!
Yeah.
You know, me and Jean, I know that the Legion of Doom have the fucking title belts, but me and this madman are gonna take it!
Oh.
That's what he says. Oh, when he fucking drops the leg.
Oh. Hey guys, welcome back to We Watch Movie. I'm Mike.
I'm Jay.
This is our review for the Meg.
Mega shit.
It's been a while since we had an actual video review for a new movie that's out, even though it's a couple days old. We're lazy pieces of shit.
Yep.
It's not that we're lazy. It's really hard to schedule two people's schedules into one and then get movies done. You know what?
I was preoccupied with my Disney coloring books. What the fuck do you want from me?
This weekend produced the films The Meg and Slender Man, both movies that studios fucked up royally. Because what happened was, The Meg was supposed to be a rated R badass shark movie, but then they decided, we're giant bitches and we want to make this PG-13. Mm-hmm. And then Slender Man, which was supposed to come out 2 weeks from now, said, well, you know what, we're going to backtrack. We want this to come out before the kids go back to school and hit up that audience. So we're going to cut everything out of this movie too, make it PG-13 and jump back 2 weeks. But little did they know, The Meg also fucked their own movie
fuck
over.
Back to
by
school.
Taking away their R rating and making it PG-13.
I felt like I was at the goddamn Cincinnati Aquarium.
It's fun to
wow.
It's fun to see a giant shark fuck shit up, but I wanted more.
That's a whale.
Where's the Snyder cut?
That's a fucking sniper fish.
Where's the? I wanted a Snyder cut. I want to see the R. Yeah. I want to see that shark eat someone's ass.
Let me get this out of the way first, okay? I'm here to talk to you, based on the way I'm dressed right now, about life insurance. Are you protected? I don't know. I look like that. But anyhow, Jason Statham, I like the guy. He's a great actor in his own way. He's a leftover of the 90s.
Great actor.
In his own way. I said in his own way. He's a leftover of the products of the 90s action superstars, and literally he's the same fucking guy in every movie that he's ever done since the beginning of time. I don't know, like, when I saw the trailer for it, when I saw the previews for it, I thought, yeah, I went on the same vein that you were going into thinking, like, you know, it's probably going to be stupid, but in some way it's going to have some cool elements in it that's going to make it memorable or at least just fun. At the end of the day, I felt like goddamn Frodo laying on the side of Mount Doom with the ring in my hand and be like, I'm naked in the dark. Like, there was things about it that was decent, but it feels like the whole thing overall was like spliced together and not really done in the way that...
Because they cut out all the fucking gore.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it all felt like pasted, like copy and paste. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, so we got this monster shark, the Megalodon. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, we're at a beach and things are going good. And by the way, here's a shitty, cheesy line. Hey, crazy, this might be the worst moment of my life. Like, it's just... Wow.
The fact that the shark is so fucking big, like, it's so fucking big, like, it's gotta be a little dumb. Like, this movie's gotta be a little bit dumb, because you see the trailers, and one of the coolest shots from the trailers is all the surfers and all the people on the beach, and this gigantic mouth
that was
coming up.
Yeah, that was scary as fuck.
And I was like, it's scary, it's dumb as shit, because just, it's crazy, but I'm into that. That sounds fun, and that sounds different, and sounds kind of new. It sounds like they could do something a little bit fun and out there with it.
You can say what you want about Deep Blue Sea, but at least in that movie, it sucks, but at least where it's underwater, it's kind of scarier in the fact that these fucking things are gonna attack you underwater. I don't know, like, you, there's the escape routes are harder to get to.
I disagree and move to strike.
No,
argue
with the jury.
My favorite scene in the entire movie is when you get this crowded beach full of beachgoers and then the shark pops up and just starts fucking shit up out of nowhere.
That's cool,
like,
but
you got
it's
the
like,
dudes in the bubbles doing the paddles and it pops the bubble. Like, there was a couple moments where it was fun and I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden cue fucking Simple Plan music. Like, it felt like very clean and it felt very much like a punk rock video from 1998. Like, I don't know what it was. It's like, I think it was the hamster ball. It was like, oh, it's like, hey, come over here to our fucking float, girls. And they're like, and it's like, you know, it's like.
You say punk rock, I think it felt more O-Town.
Well, I mean, punk rock.
O-Town trying to be punk rock.
I use punk rock loosely when I say Simple Plan. But yeah. Still.
There's a couple shots that are great. Like when you see the little girl inside of the building and the shark comes up and looks at her and he's like smiling. And she's like, oh, from the outside.
Yeah.
And then she drops her. There's a couple cool moments in the movie. Like the shark looks really badass a few times, just the sheer size of it. The beach scene to me was really fun because you got thousands of people out there. But the whole movie, I just kept thinking, like, where's the Snyder cut? Like, I kept thinking, if they would have just left what you could have done with that in a gnarly way, how nasty and crazy and fun and like the body count and the things you could have done with this. But every single time you got to a scene that was going to be so fucking awesome, the camera cuts away because they had to save that PG-13 rating. And I think this is one of those movies where literally the studio killed any chance of this having any sustainable, memorable power. It's just a forgettable shark movie. And really, they wasted the Meg. I mean, that shark was fucking cool.
I know. It's kind of like, well, like, I'm with you. Because while you're watching it, you're kind of like, release the Kraken!
Yeah.
Because every time something kind of builds up,
show you're me like, what you got!
I like what you have or what you got. Yeah, you're like, okay, here it comes. Here it comes. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not happening. The dialogue that goes on between the cast, it's very cheesy.
But not over the top enough to be fun.
No.
And not good enough to be serious. But then this weird.
But they're trying to be serious, not knowing that it sucks. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you read something on a script and you're like, you're crazy, but I like you a lot. You hunt fish? They're reading it like, you hunt fish. You're crazy, and I like it. Like, they're trying to be like Logan in some ways, and like I know what they were trying to get with Jason Statham. They were trying to go for the grizzled old war veteran kind of guy that knew what to do and how to do it, but he's been kind of cast away as a guy that's a coward and left his people to die in the early on in the film. And then he comes back and kind of redeems himself. But it didn't even come off that way. It just came off as a guy that's just been hanging out drinking tequila shots on a fucking beach in Bahamas somewhere that they come and get. I did like that part a little bit, though, when they actually go and recruit Statham, because it reminded me of like an Arnold Schwarzenegger or a Jean-Claude Van Damme or even a cliffhanger movie where some bad shit had gone down, and at that point they kind of semi-retired and they were just hanging out and they needed recruiting. But it just didn't get realized to the potential that I think it should have been.
And that's the thing. So, like, Jason Statham's a perfect nutshell of the movie. Like, I liked Jason Statham's character, but it was nothing memorable. What this movie could have been is it could have been a fun B-horror movie with a huge fucking budget. Mm-hmm. And that when you saw the first trailer and you heard about the Meg, that was the ceiling. Like, this could be a crazy fun B-movie with this huge budget that just does something weird and special, because you just don't normally get that. And what we got was a shark movie with a huge budget that just kind of was just like, I'm gonna go right in the fucking middle and just be a movie. It never tried to be special. It never took any chances. And I like the movie. I like Jason Statham's character.
But you like the movie?
I like the movie. Like, wow. I give the movie a 6, like a low 6. I didn't think it was that bad. It was serviceable. It was easy to watch. The shark's fucking cool. But it's still disappointing because of what could have been.
You have betrayed your forefathers.
You're not Japanese.
You're not Tanaka. Get out of my face! I'm gonna give the movie a 4. I did not enjoy this movie. I thought that Jason Statham is cool. There were some cool scenes in the movie overall, but as far as like sitting down and paying the money for a theater experience, fuck no. It's not worth that at all. Like, so a 4.0, if it comes to Netflix, if it comes to like Redbox, for sure, check it out for $1 or something.
I had a decent time watching it in the theater.
Yeah, well.
We got them XD tickets, and it was just kind of a cool, crisp.
You and I remember Panama very differently. like Panama Red.
Budapest, yeah.
Whatever, I don't care. The fact that if you were maybe high on acid or life, or you're just a weird person, you might enjoy it. But
I didn't have high expectations. So
at the same time, if you liked it, that's great, man. Like, good for you. I just personally thought
that America is Ichiban.
Okay, USA. look, I'm just saying, at the end of the day, for me personally, when I went and seen it, I was kind of, I didn't go in with high expectations either. But what I got was a turd left in the toilet that nobody flushed.
Turd and
with, like, toilet paper on top of it.
But we love your fucking faces. If you're new to the channel, click that subscribe button and get some goddamn whammy in your head.
Don't see mega shit. Don't see it. And I'm gonna let you guys know, okay? Look, just let nature take its course, okay? It's going to anyway. So let me your fucking inbox.
We watched a movie. Yeah. We watched a movie. We watched a movie. We watched a movie.